We are just thrilled to be joined by Hall of Famer Mike Smith. We had Mike on before the Breeders' Cup, and I coined him the King of Queens. But the truth of the matter is, in this day and age, Jack Dawson's character in the movie Titanic said he was king of the world. I don't think Jack Dawson has anything on our guest, Mike Smith. Mike, it's Anthony and Christina McManigill. Welcome to Express Bet Radio.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
I don't know what else you can say about Arrogate at this point, Mike, but we hope you got a few words about him. Congratulations on a history-making performance, first ever Pegasus World Cup, and racing's newest 10 millionaire.
Thank you, man. It was an incredible day, an incredible race, and I'm still floating on cloud nine, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you definitely should be, Mike. When did you know that he was such a talented horse? I mean, what was it, the Travers? When did you know?
Yeah, oh, it was certainly the Travers. I mean, he showed them that, I mean, he did something that no horse has ever done. And then the way he did it and the way he recovered from it and just everything that he did that day it's not normal. You know, horses aren't supposed to be able to do the things that he does, you know, that easy without without them really feeling the after effects. And man, he just recovers so quick and so easy. It's just crazy. He's a phenomenon. I mean, he really is. He's just different.
Mike, when the Travers win, he bounces back. It takes him, Bob Baffert, his Hall of Fame trainer, takes some time with him. Breeders' Cup Classic, and you and I haven't gotten a chance to speak, and if we're rehashing, it's not a big deal. You're on the best horse in the world. I have to imagine the Breeders' Cup Classic didn't necessarily unfold exactly as planned. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I thought I would be closer, to be honest with you, Anthony. But knowing that I was on the outside, if I felt that, you know, that someone was entertaining the, you know, California Chrome, which looked like on paper that would be on the lead, somewhat, that I would be okay with just sitting off of them and then going at them when I thought I needed to and see what happened. But I did certainly think I would be closer. I think leaving there on the outside, being that he's still a young horse and he's still actually learning, he had no competition to his outside, so he was a bit more laid back, you know, than when he's in the inside or around horses. You know, he's a lot more aggressive then. So that might have played something to it. And then, again, I felt immediately right away that Melatonin had, you know, was going to push him enough anyway that I didn't feel I needed to be the one to do it. There didn't need to be three of us up there head in head, and I could just sit in behind him and hopefully, just see, take a good run at him and see what happened. I mean, you didn't know, if I was going to be able to beat a horse like Chrome in the Classic, but I knew that if someone was, I was definitely on the horse that could.
Now, the script gets flipped last Monday. They're at the draw. You draw one. Chrome draws 12. You're losing an eighth of a mile in distance from the Classic to the Pegasus World Cup. You have a game plan going into the Classic that makes you the stalker as opposed to the prey. Do you have that reverse mindset going into the Pegasus after the draw?
Without a doubt. And you'd have to, I mean, yes. I mean, you're in the one hole. You're on a horse that has speed, but, I mean, he needs to get out of there and get going in the right direction for a jump or two before he shows it. And then you have, Chrome on the outside, which going a mile eighth at Gulfstream, certainly not the place you'd want to be, but he didn't have a whole lot of speed to his inside and was probably going to be able to get over, pretty quick and have me in a spot, where he wanted me, other than if I could have made the lead. But, it all worked out for us. I didn't think the trip really hurt Chrome that much. For just for whatever reason, I just know that he just didn't fire his race, which we all do know that. But I don't think the 12-hole hurt him, you know, caused that to happen. He just didn't fire for whatever reason. We may never know, but yeah, I was definitely the prey, you know, but getting out of there as well as we did and getting into that first turn and man, once we turned down the backside, I mean, this horse was in such a beautiful rhythm and stride and turned right off for me after I was aggressive on him early. Was able to put him in between the two leaders where he wasn't catching much kickback in his face. And then with Chrome not firing and not being able to, you know, really keep up at that point, I was able to go ahead and stay in there just a little more and then, you know, tip him out heading into the far turn and get the race moving forward and get him moving forward and let him take advantage of what he's good at. And that's that big, powerful stride and the stamina that he has. And man, did he run some race. I mean, you know, not taking away nothing against the winners by no means. I respect, you know, everyone who was in there, but he did that pretty handy. I mean, he really did, and he recovered quick. I mean, he pulled up and he wheeled around like, hey, all right, this is a fun place. You know, I like this Florida. I mean, it was just incredible.
Mike, we're talking to Hall of Famer Mike Smith, of course, just won the first ever Pegasus World Cup with Arrogate. You've been on countless champions. Horses that have had unbelievable early speed, like Lore and Inside Information. Of course, the great Zenyatta, who would, you know, come from the next county. Have you ever been on a horse that has this turn of foot? It just seems to me like, and using Saturday as an example, he's third, and then he was in front. And it was so seamless, like you almost felt like he was there the whole time. Have you ever been on a horse with that explosive turn of foot?
No, I mean, not with a horse that also is contesting the pace, is up with the pace early. You know, Zenyatta did. I mean, she had some turn of foot, man. You know, of course, she'd come from way back. But, I mean, he sits up there with a pace and does stuff that, you know, not that you're not supposed to do, but you're not supposed to do that with the kind of talent that he's running with. I mean, it's just I can't, you know, it's just hard to describe him. Like I said before, I mean, he's just different. I mean, he's got everything you could ever ask for. I was with him this morning, and man, I mean, he was just full of himself this morning. I mean, it was, he took the trip and handled the shipping so well, and you know, it was an incredible event, incredible, you know, thing that the Stronic, you know, people put on. I mean, it was really cool. I mean, I'd like to say thank you to everybody who invested, you know, all the investors, you know, to put up that kind of money. I mean, this could go on to be a really big thing down the road. I really believe so.
Mike, what do you think is next for Arrogate?
As long as I'm part of it, I really don't care where it is and where it's at. I mean, I just like I said, as long as I'm there with him, I'm not sure. I mean, there was talk of Dubai a little bit after the race. There's talk of some other races, here in the States as well. I'm not sure what they're going to decide. I'm sure they're waiting on him to kind of make sure that he, you know, which so far so good. You know, he's come out of the race in great order, and his energy level is high, and I mean, once Bob goes back to training him, I mean, then we'll know where to go. He'll tell Bob where to go. I mean, he just does it. He's just a tremendous trainer with any horse, but I mean, he does such a great job with this horse, being able to run these types of races off these layoffs, you know, this time in between, and you know, it's just incredible. So whatever he decides to do, I'm like you guys. I'm just waiting to hear it myself.
Mike, perhaps nobody knows as well as you did just how good his sire, Unbridled Song, was. You were aboard for that thrilling stretch duel with Hennessy in the 1995 Breeders' Cup Juvenile at Belmont Park. Of course, the Florida Derby and Wood Memorial wins back when you could actually win both of those races with the spacing.
Yeah.
The two-bar shoes in the Derby. Does it remind you at all of Unbridled Song? And does it make it a little more special that you rode his daddy and now his talent's almost been vindicated by this beast?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, all of the above. I mean, he certainly reminds me of him. I mean, although we got to see, you know, at times how you know, great Unbridled Song was. I mean, with his feet problems, you know, I'm not sure we ever really got to see how good he could have been, you know, as an older horse. There's just no telling, you know, without those problems, or if he didn't have that you know, abscess so bad, and going into the Derby, and you know, having to run with bar shoes, and he was an incredible horse, and he's bred it on to his son, and yeah, it's like when I won the Derby with Giacomo, you know, being by Holy Bull, you know, two of my favorite horses of all time. Now I'm riding their sons, and getting the opportunity to do things like this, it's incredible. But yes, he does remind me a lot of him, and on the mare side as well. Going back to his grandmother, great grandmother, you know, the Metal Lake, which you know we all saw run there in the Metal Star. I mean, that we all saw run there in New York. They have a lot of that same downhill action, like she did. You know, there was never no up and down with her, and it was all downhill, man. I mean, she just rolled. You know, she was so good. And he seems to do that as well, but yet be bigger, taller, and get up underneath himself as easy as he does. That's why you see that quick turn of foot, and why he can just catch horses, and he has that tremendous stride. He never gets long on you for a big, tall horse. He gets underneath himself, and he's just so athletic, man. It's crazy.
Well, Arrogate, Songbird's back in Jerry Hollendorfer's barn. You got Mastery for Bob Baffert, American Anthem. A long way, my friend. 25 years, I was thinking about this driving over to the Big A today, which is where you'd have been 25 years ago. Me and you would have been walking through that tunnel right around the same time like we did countless times. A long way from fighting for Zua to ride first call for Gasper, huh?
It sure has been, man. What a ride it's been. Like I said, and like you just mentioned a few of them, just so blessed. And don't forget about another great one that I got coming up on Sunday. Her name is Unique Bella.
Sorry. I apologize. I can't keep track of all of them, Mike.
Too many.
Like I said, I went to see them all this morning. I went by and fed them all carrots and gave them my thank yous, and can't wait to be on them again sometime soon, you know.
Mike, this has been our little tradition here. Whenever you come on, we appreciate your time, especially on an off day. One more before you go. I always got to put you on the spot. He the best you've been on?
You know, we have a lot of the year to go. I mean, he could not only be the best I've been on, but he could go down as being one of the best of all time, if not the, with the time that we have remaining in his career, and good Lord's willing, he stays happy, healthy, and sound, and we might be seeing something that at least I've never seen before in my lifetime. So that's how much I think of him. I'm that excited about him. Again, in saying that, you know, they need to stay happy, healthy, and sound. And as long as he does that, well, the sky's the limit for this one.
Well, Mike, we wish you nothing but success, continued success, the best of luck. The King of Queens, Money Mike. Best thing we can call him is a friend to the Horse Racing Radio Network. Mike Smith, Hall of Famer, just won the first annual Pegasus World Cup aboard the Great Arrogate. Mike, thanks for some time, and we'll talk to you down the road, I'm sure.
Great to talk to you both, man. I appreciate you. Thanks for having me on.